Watch, Oregon, deputies and SWAT vehicle ram suspects tractor intense standoff. By Amy Furr on September 4, 2026. A man has been charged for allegedly firing more than 200 rounds at a tree-cutting crew in a sheriff's office drone in Clackamas County, Oregon, on August 29. The suspect was identified as 53-year-old Eric Gordon Shun, Kata reported Wednesday. A drone operated by the Clackamas County Sheriff's Office recorded the moments Shun allegedly fired at the device while sitting on the ground at a home on South R0CKY Bluff Lane. Moments later, the suspect was seen driving a tractor near the house until a SWAT vehicle pinned the tractor against the building and Shun appeared to surrender. Prior to the tractor incident, deputies had responded to the area after Shun allegedly fired toward the tree-cutting crew working nearby. Investigators now believe Shun fired over 200 rounds during the entirety of the August 29 shooting incident and subsequent SWAT standoff on South Rocky Bluff Lane, the sheriff's office said. This includes rounds fired at the arborists, plus additional rounds fired into the air at a sheriff's office drone flying over the residence to determine Shun's position. The agency said Shun was arraigned Monday on charges including attempted murder in the second degree, attempted assault in the first degree, recklessly endangering, unlawful use of a weapon, menacing, unlawful possession of firearms, attempted criminal mischief in the first degree, and interfering with a peace officer. Shun, who appeared virtually and was ordered held without bail, said, "I'm pretty confused and I'm confused about the whole thing," Coyne reported. The outlet cited a prosecuting attorney who said Shun's criminal background included stalking protective orders, and he was also prohibited from having firearms. Neighbors told KPTV they sensed a change in Shun 10 years ago after his brother and his brother's wife were murdered in Washington. In regard to the recent standoff, Shun claimed the trees being taken down were on his property, but the neighbor who hired the crew said they were on her property. Tricia Achenbach said when the shots rang out, "They were screaming at me to call the police to do something. So finally, we had to." Law enforcement said the suspect's elderly mother was inside the home when the incident happened, but no one was hurt.